Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel's prime minister lashing out at President Obama, accusing him of what he called a shameful move at the UN over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel rejected the resolution that called for all Israeli settlements in Palestinian areas, including East Jerusalem. That was approved after the United States abstained from the voting. Mr. Netanyahu said the decision taken at the UN was part of a swan song, he said, of the old world biased against Israel. He said, "We are entering a new era, and as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said, this is going to happen much quicker than people think." Although the U.S. opposes the Israeli settlements, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block any such resolutions. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continue airstrikes in rebel-held areas. At least 5 people killed west of Aleppo. Residents and rebels said Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. Syrian army took full control of Aleppo city last week, but large portions of the suburban area remains under rebel control. European security agencies and authorities are shaken by the latest terror attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. They're on high alert as Christians gather at Europe churches and as well as cathedrals celebrating the Christmas holiday. Europe has seen a sharp rise in terrorist attacks in the past 13 months. This is VOA News. A Russian military plane with 91 people on board is missing. News agencies are reporting the Tu-154 aircraft disappeared from radar today just minutes after taking off from the Black Sea resort city of Sochi. A search for that plane is currently underway. Pope Francis urging Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who were never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged everyone to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully, but must hide in fear and squalor.
Ma lasciamoci interpellare anche dai bambini che...
He said, "Let us be challenged by the children who today are not lying in a cot and are not being caressed by their parents, but rather are suffering a squalid life, hiding underground," he said, "to escape bombardment on the pavements of a large city at the bottom of a boat overladen with immigrants." Francis also will appeal later on today to people to avoid materialism and commercialization at this time of Christmas. Thousands of Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Robert Berger was among those gathered at Manger Square for the Christmas celebration.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
In his final Christmas message as U.S. President, Barack Obama urged Americans to take the spirit of Christmas throughout the new year.
Tomorrow, for the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama urged Americans to support the nation's military and their families, who are often separated this time of the year. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.